What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
All right, so I just got back from vacation. My second time in Jamaica, but Seth, my first time doing an all-inclusive adults-only resort.
Nice.
It was fun. Yeah, it was good, man. No kids running around. It was great. No offense.
Oh, it's adults
kids.
Only.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, adults. It's it's phenomenal. It's the way to go. And I'd never done one of these.
Amy, which hedonism was this?
It's right across the street from Hedonism 2. It was the Hideaway Royalton.
Is it really right across?
Across the street from Hedonism 2, and there was a nude beach across the bay from us.
Okay.
Like you could. I mean, the people were very tiny from the view we were at. But no, we were.
Do you see any pouting husbands at your resort, like looking wistfully and longingly over at Hedonism 2?
Yeah, this is.
Yeah, you're all into it, Jack, until your wife gets involved too, and then you realize, like, oh, maybe I'm not as open as I thought I was.
We were sandwiched by a couple of nude resorts. Yes.
Yeah.
Ours was clothed, so it was fun, man. It was good, and we were very very relaxing, great time. We went for 5 days or 5 nights, 6 days. These are the things I learned. Good job on the music, Ben. These are the things I learned. Five things I learned. Half of them I learned two or three of them I learned in the ride in our cab back to the airport this weekend from our driver named Greg. They called him Greg in the skinny jeans, and I'll tell you why in just a second. But he told us that there are three ways to get shot in Jamaica. If you know, Jamaica people are mostly nice. There's three ways to get shot in Jamaica. Brake checking somebody if you're driving. You get shot.
I approve. Yeah. I approve of that.
Those are bad people who are, yeah. So if you
break. No, actually, I'm more likely to be the brake checker himself.
Yeah.
So, that's good to know. That's good to know.
If you break.
Why is it? Was there a lot of tailgating? Like, what are the normal?
Yeah.
It's a different vibe.
It is.
Driving. You go to different.
Dude.
Yeah,
it's a very much a free for all driving, and if you drive
driving in the islands is it feels like you're on a go kart.
Yes, it's all the roads are terrible. It's all one lane on each side. In Jamaica, it's like England where they've got the steering wheel on the right side and you're driving on the left side. It's very disorienting. And people they tailgate, they get up close to you. It's very disorienting. Brake checking somebody. The second way you can get shot, this one was wild. If you get into a fender bender, man, if you get into a fender bender with somebody and the two of you agree not to involve the authorities, then I'll just pay. It's my fault. I'll pay you cash.
Yeah.
Or I'll pay you down there. Not pay you cash, but it's my fault. Let me know how much it is and I'll pay you. Here's my information. If you ghost that person, if you're the one that has to pay, they will come find you.
Oh, yeah.
And shoot you. Yes. Yeah. According to Greg, the limo driver. Yes. They will come shoot you. Number three. And this one is kind of the way it is in the United States, too, at least with the mafia. It's according to our limo driver. If you collaborate on somebody with somebody on a crime, but then you get caught and you plea out and you rat the person out, you will get shot as well.
You'll get shot?
Yes.
I don't, that's not as much the case anymore. Rico kind of didn't put an end to a lot of that
stuff anymore.
So you talk to Vice cops, and cops are like, it's ridiculously easy to get people to confess once they...
Oh, yeah. We got, we got soft.
Tell them what they're... Yeah, so, no, it sounds like they're maybe a little bit more old school over there, according to Greg the limo driver.
According to Greg the limo driver, according to Greg in the skinny jeans.
Well, that is a classic, though, too. Man, that's... It's extra when you consider, I don't know, I'm like doing time in an American federal prison versus in a Jamaican prison. I don't know. Maybe I'm guilty of bias here, but I'm a lot more scared of doing 20 years in a Jamaican prison.
Out of the country.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of which, you know who was at our resort as well? Brittany Griner. Speaking of somebody who spent time in a foreign
prison. Just vacationing or
vacationing, doing something? Vacationing. Yeah, she was at our resort as well. All right, so that's number one. I learned the three ways you can get shot in Jamaica. I'm not telling you this so you can get shot. I'm telling you this so you can avoid getting shot. All right, number two, also from Greg, the limo driver. The way they address people there is wild. You're allowed to address people by using an adjective that describes what they look like. He's like, no, it's not out to the question, man, to walk up to
you. You mean like red if they've got red hair?
But this was the big one. He's like, watch this. This woman over here, I say, yo, fatty, a woman.
Uh-huh.
And he pulled over, rolled down the window. I'm like, you don't need to do this to demonstrate. Rolls down the window. He said, yo, fatty. And she turns around. She's like, what do you need, man? Like, they responded to it. Like, they not offended. He's like, we don't have thin skin, man. We don't have thin skin.
That's good.
Yeah.
You should take a vacation there and just to go around and have people, like, build up the calluses to what you would otherwise perceive as an insult.
Dude, I didn't believe him. I thought he was setting me up. I'm like, there's no way you can walk up to a woman and say, yo, fatty.
You thought that fat woman was a plant.
Maybe. Well, then he pulls over. We pulled up as we're driving on the one road that leads to the airport from our resort, a two-hour drive.
Yeah.
We had to drive through like some sort of political rally. Their election is coming up soon. So the road was all blocked with people demonstrating and whatnot. So he rolls down the window, some big, huge fat guy. Yo, Biggs, how much longer we got to wait here before these people move? And I'm like,
Biggs is less insulting than fatty, though.
It is. But he was fat. So he said, yo, Biggs, you can call short people, yo, short man. So that I was a little taken aback by. I'm going to try it out in the United States and just see what happens. You know, just walk up to a woman and say, yo, fatty, and see what happens.
You should have gotten out at the people that were picketing and just been a counter protester. Just see how that would have gone.
And yell it all the way.
Like, hey, fatty, I disagree with you. Hey, Greg said it was fine. Dude. What? Hey, why?
It was one of those situations. Like we're literally in a car in the middle of this road with all these people in the waving flags and yelling and screaming. I'm like, I guess we're gonna be okay. You know, like I guess it'll be fine. So the limo driver wore jeans. He wore skinny jeans. That's what the people at my hotel at our resort called him, Greg with the skinny jeans. The bartender yelled at me. Yo, pretty eyes. And I'm like,
sounds like everybody. Yeah, sounds like you. I see why you like this little cultural
pretty
thing.
Eyes. I got a lot of compliments like all in my of a sudden, eyes.
Oh, hey, fatty.
Yeah.
Hey, goiter. Hey, hey, body odor. But then Sean gets the hey, pretty eyes.
Pretty eyes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good.
Questioning his own sexuality in an experimental environment. Yeah.
Yo, pretty eyes. Yeah. All right. Number three. And this is the one that people were guessing about on the text page. Apparently, Seth, I know you may be skeptical about this.
Yeah.
Apparently, KFC is some sort of delicacy down there to the point where Greg in the skinny jeans told us this is the equivalent for the people in the drive thru there of going to a nice steakhouse in Jamaica. The people.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Think of the worst drive thru line you've ever stood in in your car for fast food, and then double it. That's how popular KFC is in Jamaica. It's incredible.
How many KFCs are there?
We passed two on our drive to the airport. It was a very rural drive. One was in the town. One was in Negril, the town we stayed in. The other one was in a town, I think, called Hopeland or something. This was the biggest fast... It was a two-story KFC.
Yeah.
It was huge. It was crazy. So,
I wonder if they have probably jerk chicken in the KFC.
Maybe.
Which
I
would think would be the first thing that a big company would screw up when you go in and do jerk chicken in the place where jerk chicken is a specialty.
Yeah.
But maybe they nailed it just right.
Maybe. Amy and I, we were looking into some excursions when we were there. You know, you go out with the dolphins or you go on some glass bottom boat or whatever. We ended up just doing massages. But we were looking into them and one of them was some sort of speedboat. that also offered a fine lunch, quotes, afterwards, it was KFC. That's what the lunch was. So they view KFC very highly down there. Now, number four, these are the five things I learned in Jamaica. Number four, somebody asked earlier, did you have another public restroom incident like you did when you went up to Boston and you saw that guy essentially humping a urinal with his pants around his ankles?
Yeah.
No, nothing that graphic, but there were at least two restrooms that I went into on the final days of our trip. And they were labeled men's and women's. They were men's and women's rooms. One a family room, men's and women's. Went into the men's room. There's a woman in there just mopping away and cleaning. And I turned around and I'm like, am I in the right one? And she, both of them, kind of point over like, let's right back there, you know, go pee back. I am peeing at a urinal with a woman mopping the floor like 15 feet from me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you never see. Yeah. Yeah, not bad.
So, yeah, they don't bother closing the bathroom
they
down
don't.
Or anything.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah.
That's if you just pretend she's your sister or your mom or something,
I guess.
Right?
I mean, it's the same country that has hedonism and hedonism 2 in it or whatever. So, yeah, we're just going to pee while, you know, Shana,
did you get like a bow chicka down wow type of vibe to it? Or was it,
But if there's any producers of adult films out there that are looking for a new scene, that might be a way to start one. I don't know how the scene ends. I don't know what happens during the scene. I can imagine. But I was very taken aback that on back-to-back days, I'm like, all right, I guess I'm just still. Because here they would put like a yellow little floor tent in front saying, hey, we're cleaning this right now.
Yeah.
If there were a woman in there. Mm-hmm. There in Jamaica, let your freak flag fly, man. Go pee right near Shauna K, the janitor.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, number five. I told you this is the first all-inclusive I've done. Have you done an all-inclusive before, you and Brandon?
Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah. I got bored of it after 3 days.
Yeah.
Brandon and I started going out and doing a lot of stuff off the resort, then felt like a huge waste of money because I, you know.
Like, we didn't leave.
I was like, every time I was having lunch or dinner somewhere else, like, I already paid for, basically I'm paying twice for this dinner.
We paid for two meals since we've been back in the United States, and it felt totally awkward to pay for it. I'm like, What is this piece of paper I'm being
handed? Just walk out?
Yeah, that's a check. But I make sure to tip. And I don't know, like, tipping is a very...
Oh, I thought you weren't allowed to tip at those.
I don't know. I
guess it depends on the country you're in.
Yeah, I saw other people tipping as well. I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable not tipping. This was my tipping menu. You tell me if you think these are reasonable tips. And I'm sure the text page will absolutely weigh in on this. I tipped $1 for each individual drink we had at the bar. You know, it's all inclusive, so they were all free if we wanted. And not everyone. You know, so you're in the pool. I don't have any cash on me or anything. A round of drinks that was, like, brought to us by somebody, like, on the beach, I gave $5. Room service, I tipped $10. Like, for burgers. We only did burgers and pizza for room service. A meal in a nice restaurant, I left a 20 spot at the table. Housekeeping, I tipped $50 for the week. And then we were in a suite that we had a couple like, dedicated, like, butler types.
Butlers?
Yeah, we had butlers. We had two butlers. Dwight.
You had two Jeeves?
Dwight and O'Keen were their names. O'Keen is Jamaican for Jeeves, yes.
Okay. Yeah. So they weren't dedicated just to you.
Not just to us, but they were. The service was excellent. I gave them each $100.
Those seem like, for an all-inclusive resort, those seem like pretty generous tips.
I was getting treated better and better as the trip went on, and so yeah. I think I could tell, like, I was an outlaw. This is not me bragging about being this amazing tipper. I just didn't know what the rules were.
We were at one where, I can't remember whether this was in the U.S. or in the Bahamas. We were one where it was strictly, like, they were adamant, like, don't tip. And I still, like, I'm like you feel uncomfortable about it. So I tried to tip, and the bartender was like, no, we can't. If we get caught accepting a tip, we lose our jobs.
Oh, okay, this is not that.
Which is nice, because it takes away that pressure of feeling like, well, wait a second, am I just like the, are only the jerks not chipping?
Yeah. So this, they definitely weren't that. They definitely... They didn't correct us on it or anything like that. They were happy to take the money, but I just didn't know what the rules were when I went down there, you know? So I created my own menu of tipping for the trip.
No, you sound like a great philanthropist with that.
I am. I'm sure they went. Yes. I'm sure they went, and they're building.
You probably changed lives that vacation.
They're clearly, Dwight and O'Keen told me at the end that we're going to go build a children's hospital now.
Yes. That take away any of that guilt that you felt about driving through dirt streets and incredibly impoverished people on your way to your palace of opulence. Yes. Your $1 tip at the bar probably fixed the entire nation, Sean.
It was nice. We went like pretty top shelf on there. We don't normally go like to this level of vacation. Like we blue collar our way. You know, we go on road
You're
trips.
You're a Carnival Cruise Line guy. Yeah.
I don't do cruises. I watched that documentary.
Okay. Wait. All right. I watched the documentary too about the poop cruise.
Yeah, the poop cruise.
I got to tell you, Sean.
Yeah.
I've never been more disappointed in Americans in my life. These people, it's in a one-hour documentary with people saying, they said I had to poop in a bag, and I didn't know what I was going to do. I went 5 days without pooping, so I wouldn't have to poop into a bag.
Oh, that guy was the worst. That guy was the worst.
What the hell is, are you pooping a bag? Yeah. Just do it. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I like the one Russian lady on there who was like, this happened. This is what you expect to happen.
She was a ship employee, and she talked about how much sex there was on the boat all the time amongst the employees. Yeah,
they had to use those red bags as condoms at the end there.
She was a horny little thing.
I'm gonna go poop in a bag during the next break just to show those clowns how not big a deal it is.
Did you other than that, did you enjoy the documentary?
I didn't really like it because it was 75% pooping in a bag.
Yeah,
and people acting like the Grim Reaper was coming for him because of it.
Yeah.
It was kind of scary. I felt bad for the father who was there with his young daughter.
Yeah, that sucked.
And he felt like he was failing her because it was his job to protect her.
He was a recently divorced dad, too.
Yeah.
I can empathize with that. You're like, when you're recently divorced, like, this better be the most kick-ass vacation of all time with my kids.
Not to mention they didn't have any cell service, so you know the mom is freaking out at home because she isn't hearing anything from the daughter.
Yeah.
For however long it was.
She likes him better than me.
She's probably, I'd be thinking like, she's calling the cops for sure.
Yeah.
She thinks I've abducted our daughter.
How about when the boat that was actually like operating properly sailed by them and was all, they're all dancing on the, and everybody runs over to that side of the boat just to catch their Wi-Fi for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Just to check. That was wild. Text message, that's exactly the amounts I tip Pendergast. Okay, good. Always tip your butler at the beginning of the trip. Always tip your butler at the beginning of the trip. He will live in your back pocket. Okay, well, living in my back pocket makes it sound like, anytime living in a pocket makes it sound like he's going to want more money. But I think what you mean is that he'll be at our beck and call is what I think that is. Yeah. What resort, bro? It was the Hideaway at Royalton in Negril. It was really good. The adults only side. The other side of the resort had kids. Someone is texting about my saying, thank God, no kids. Why do you hate your kids so much, Sean? My kids are all in their mid-20s now. I don't hate kids. I just don't need them running around the pool when I'm spending thousands of dollars on an expensive vacation. That's all.
Yeah, we're at this point, like, why do we have to bring our children and dogs everywhere now anymore? Right. You know? Let's go back to us. Everybody's always talking about how you want it to be like it was back in the day.
Yes.
You know what? You know what you would do in, back in the day? Yeah. You'd never see your damn kids. Right. You know?
Other
than your firstborn son, the rest of them can literally go die. Yeah.
I knew that was coming.
I like this hotel hideaway at Royalton Blue Waters. Is that where you were?
No, we were in the grill.
Did you talk to this Polynesian looking chiseled dude? Because that was
there weren't many of those at our resort. We made some friends. It was fun. We had a good time. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. I hope you learned something in that segment, everybody, in case you ever go to Jamaica. And I'm open for recommendations if you want to ask any questions about the trip. I'll text you back. Damian Pierce was on Texans All Access. I feel like that's all we need to say. Advice for rookies from Damian Pierce, his cheat meal, and his plans for the pre-training camp break. We'll hear from Texans running back Damian Pierce coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.